Good morning. Thank you for being here. We're going to crack on, so I will invite our guest speakers panels to have a seat before I introduce the session. So please, make it informal. It's like being in the living room of your house hosting friends. So there you go. I'm staying around. Don't worry. I like to move. Anyway, good afternoon. My name is Christian Suter. Good afternoon. Good morning. Sorry. I'm just a bit of time zone change with the flights. I will be your moderator today. I have the pleasure to introduce a lineup of stars in the aviation industry, which are coming from the OEM aircraft manufacturers. We have seat suppliers, and we have a design agency. So I think that I'm very lucky to have the pleasure to introduce them today. So we're going to be talking about cabin sustainability, understanding the way ahead. This is a very interesting topic, and it's a topic that is here to stay. Obviously, it's gaining a lot of traction. We all know about carbon net zero 2050, and then the challenges of 2030 ahead. And like Kerry Reeves was saying this morning in the plenary session, 2030 is just around the corner, if we're talking aviation terms. I think one of the interesting side of things of sustainability is that still is a bit of an open game. We don't really exactly have a level field or a set of regulations that we're very used to work with in aviation. For sustainability, everything is yet to be defined and to be done. So I think there's no right or wrong answers. And I think we are in a good time of change in aviation to set the landscape for the passenger experience, how it's defined in the next few years. Conference this one, but talking about something else. So without further ado, we're going to have a presentation, a clip from Airbus. We're going to have a clip from Boeing afterwards. And then we're going to run up a discussion session, and then we're going to do a Q&A afterwards. So I like to introduce my panel. So basically, we got first in the lineup, we have Anaïs Marceau. Anaïs is the head of aircraft interiors marketing for Airbus. Sitting next to her on her left, we've got Brenna Weinhoff, regional director of cabin marketing, Boeing Commercial Airplanes. Then on her left, we have Amaury Barberot. Excuse my French, but I hope I say it right. He's the CEO of Explicit. On the right of Anaïs, we have Gary Doy, director of Doy Design. And then last but not least, we have Chris Brady, CEO and founder of Unum Aircraft Seating. So without further ado, I think Anaïs, you're going first, so the floor is all yours. No pressure.
I guess it's here, right? Is it working? Yeah. Okay. So, hi, everybody. So today, what I would like to do is to introduce our Airspace Cabin Vision 2035 Plus. And as you may have guessed or have seen, because we launched it last week, actually, this is all about sustainability, the topic of today. I can move on. Perfect. Now I got it. So at Airbus, as you know, we pioneer sustainable aerospace for a safe and united world. And in fact, we are on a journey, as you just explained, towards decarbonization and decarbonized aviation by 2050. And we have basically set ourselves specific targets. So first of all, as you can see, by 2030, there are two main targets. So here covering scope 1 and 2, so basically industrial emissions, as you know, and reducing them by 63%. And also 100% SAF capability for our airplanes. Then the second step is 2035, with now the scope 3, so extending to in-service aircraft. And this is a minus 46% target, as well as introducing the first hydrogen-powered aircraft. And you know that we have several projects here on the table, namely three types of airplanes. And then by 2050, of course, the net zero emissions, and all of this is done is an industry goal. And of course, we can only get there all together for sure. And it's, with IATA, ATAG, ICAO, it's a SBTI validated targets that we have. So this is our plan. Now, if we talk about cabin, and we look at the overall aircraft life cycle, in fact, the impact of cabin is 10 to 20%. Basically, it depends if it's a single aisle, which is going to be on the lower side, or a wide-body aircraft, and it also really depends on the cabin layout that you have on the airplane. So, also, why is the cabin important here? Because it's the visible part, the visible link with the passengers. So, looking into passenger expectations, in fact, if we look at research, and Eric this morning was interestingly mentioning some different percentages in different regions, and overall, you can see that 40% of travelers are willing to pay for CO2 neutral tickets. It's even higher if we look at what travel policies and so companies would like to achieve. But this is basically what you would like to do, right? And your intentions, the willingness to do things. And then, if we look into reality, we see that actually today, only 1% of people are paying for a ticket offset, whatever that is. And so we have done some research to look into the reasons why basically this is happening. And in fact, it's basically a lack of transparency, a lack of information, missing information, basically. You don't really know how it's done, what is behind, etc. And therefore, a lack of trust. So I think we've heard a lot today as well and this morning about how to make passengers' lives easier and to be more transparent and to basically explain things depending on the type of passenger and the different needs and having different touch points. And I think this is very important if we want this to materialize in the future. So what we have done to build up our Vision 2035 Plus and build around sustainability is basically to have a co-creation approach. So that was very interesting again this morning. And so identifying passenger needs, working with partner airlines for that as well. Also cross-industry, working with cross-industry startups and companies. Also reflecting on the global trends. So basically, what are the global trends that we see today in our daily lives? It's, of course, sustainability is one of them. Digitalization is another. And I don't really like that word, but it's used like this. It's individualism. And I think it's not really individualism. It's personalized passenger service. It's exactly what we were hearing as well this morning. And so if we aggregate all of this and working all together, we've tried to create our vision. So trying to target, as we were saying, 2035 plus, because 2030 is already tomorrow in aviation and you need to look a little bit ahead. This is what I would like to share with you today. So let's have a look at this vision.
The blue planet, home of more than 8 billion people. We at Airbus pioneer sustainable aerospace for a safe and united world. Today, aviation is responsible for 2.5% of man-made greenhouse gas emissions. Our engineers continuously push innovation to reduce the impact even further and develop aircraft using technologies that will contribute to the industry ambition of net zero carbon emission by 2050, whilst also providing an even greater passenger experience. Smart processes will help us measure and reduce our impact, creating a more transparent, sustainable, and personalised travel experience. Passengers will enjoy a greater choice of meals by new pre-ordering concepts. By collecting your meal at the gate, you can reduce food and packaging waste up to 15%, while also contributing to cabin weight reduction. Ladies and gentlemen, Airspace Cabin Vision 2035 Plus, inspiring the next generation of passenger experience. Working on lightweight design, enhanced by bionic principles and 3D printing technologies. We aim to reduce the amount of cabin materials and focus on less carbon-intensive solutions than the ones being used today, such as bio-based fabrics and recycled polymers. Systems design will optimize energy consumption and resources. Introducing a circular model along the entire cabin life cycle. Rethink, recycle, repair, reuse will be our guiding principles, changing what we do and how we do it. Digital tools will allow our engineers and designers to develop the best solutions covering the full product life cycle. Material traceability will enable all cabin elements such as galleys, seats and linings to be managed and eventually recycled at end of use. Smart processes, lightweight design, and a circular approach will contribute to our journey towards clean aerospace. At Airbus, we look to create a future flying experience which is more comfortable and personalized, which also reduces its environmental impact. Together, we can shape a brighter future. Airspace Cabin Vision 2035 Plus.
So, a lot of information, I guess, in this short movie. But in a nutshell, we have three things. If we want to get three things out of this, basically, we talk about circularity, and this is again we heard it this morning, but a paradigm shift in terms of how we design our cabins, with the rethink, recycle, repair, and reuse. We also really insist on transparency, and here Eric this morning was touching on as well, you know, having more touch points with customers, maybe just one app for everything, and this is what we basically see as the travel companion that you have heard about here. So digitalization for us is really necessary as well, maybe powered as well with artificial intelligence, and this is an enabler as well for this future. And also the third one is, of course, decarbonization. And for that, you know that weight is the biggest impact, for sure, in terms of then CO2 emissions. And we also talk about our life cycle assessment and how to really assess in a better way and also get transparency into the whole process there. So, of course, if you want to see more and have more technical details, I don't want to spoil what we're going to show on our stand. So I invite you all to come over and see what we are going to display. We are basically going to show several demonstrators that are projects, some on R&T stage and some that could be delivered from tomorrow onwards. So really starting little by little as well, and trying to reach our targets as we were mentioning just earlier. I think that's it.
Well, thank you very much, Anaïs. Yes, please, thank you. Thank you. So, yep, you can just come back to your seat. Thank you very much. So now I'm going to hand it over to Brenna Weinhoff. So we got a bit of a yin and yang, Airbus first, then Boeing, not particular order. So The floor is yours. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can everybody hear me okay? Fantastic. I have a very loud voice, so sometimes I don't need a microphone. But good morning. Thank you so much for having me here today. My name is Brenna Weinhoff, and I'm so excited to be with you all here this morning. So I think we can go ahead and just get right into the presentation. It seems like I can't click off of this one. There. Oopsies. I'm giving away my story. Goodness gracious. All right.